Today's daf is Yuma Daf Peches, and we are five lines from the bottom of Daf Pezayin Omid Beis Omar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, of Vadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Eliyoza Ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sara Bas Basia, Susi Bas Rachel, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, Arye Eliezer ben Malka and Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda. Today's daf being learned as a schus v'yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf being learned le'ilui Nishmas Chava Serel Bas Reb Moshe Shmuel and le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So believe it or not, we're at the very last daf, the very last amud of Masechtas Yuma, and literally and figuratively. So we're in the middle of discussing the halachos of Ne'ilah. As we saw earlier on the Amid, there was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what exactly Ne'ilah was. Rav held Ne'ilah is a tefillah, which means it involves Shemayna Esrei. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Musaf all have Shemayna Esrei. Ne'ilah is at its core Shemayna Esrei. It's a separate nusach, but it's Shmoyna Esrei. Shmuel argued, and Shmuel said, Ne'ilah is not a Shmoyna Esrei. Rather, what it is different psukim that talk about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that capture the moment, but it's not Shmoyna Esrei. On that note, the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav said, Tfilas Ne'ilah, Poiteres Eshal Arvis. If somebody davens Ne'ilah, he doesn't have to daven Ma'ariv on Motzoi Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Rav L'Tamei, Rav L'Shita, say, Da'amat Zloisi Yisairihi, that Ne'ilah is a Shmoyna Esrei. V'kima D'Tzali, Le'isu Le'itzarech. And therefore, Rav held that once you daven the Shmoyna Esrei of Ne'ilah, it's not necessary anymore to daven another Shmoyna Esrei on Motzoi Yom Kippurim. Now, the truth is, Rav is saying a very big chiddush, because even though it's true Rav L'shitase holds that Ne'ilah is Shmoyna Esrei, but it doesn't necessarily mean that if you daven Ne'ilah, so suddenly you don't have to daven Motzoi Yom Kippur. But Rashi explains that Rav Shita is, as we're about to learn, that Ne'ilah was davened dafka balayla. In fact, we'll see there was a machloikis amongst Chazal when you're supposed to daven Ne'ilah. Is Ne'ilah davened on the day Yom Kippur, or it's dafka supposed to be recited once the sun sets, once it's already Laila? So Rav Shita is that Ne'ilah's davened balayla. Being that it's balayla, Rav held that you don't necessarily have to say two tefillahs balayla. So ordinarily, what do you do balayla? You daven ma'ariv. Now you have ne'ilah. So instead of ma'ariv, you'll be able to daven ne'ilah. So the truth is, Rav said that if somebody davens ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to daven ma'ariv on Motzoi Yom Kippur. And really what emerges from what Rav said is three chedushim. The first chiddush is that Rav holds that Ne'ilah is a Shmoyna Esrei. If it's not a Shmoyna Esrei, we're not having this conversation. If it's not a Shmoyna Esrei, then of course it's not possible for Tfilas Ne'ilah to pater Ma'ariv, which in its core is a Shmoyna Esrei. Number two, Rav Shita obviously is that Tfilas Ne'ilah was supposed to be Davin Balayla on Motzoi Yom Kippur. So that the Zman of Ne'ilah and the Zman of Ma'ariv are the same time. And number three, Rav's Chiddush is that you don't have to daven two tefillahs balayla. So once you daven Ne'ilah, there's no reason to have to daven Motzoi Yom Kippur as well. Zokti Gemara, mi Amar Rav Hachi. But is it true? Did Rav really say this? For Amar Rav, Rav said, Allah Dibri Oymit Tefillahs Arvis Rishos. Rav said that Allah is like the man that holds that Ma'ariv is only a Rishos. Okay, what's the Kasha? If anything, this sounds a lot like Tefillahs Arvis Rishos. Meaning Rav is saying such a big Chiddush. He's saying that if somebody davens Ne'ilah, he doesn't have to daven Ma'ariv. Okay, it's probably more matin if he holds Tefillahs Arvis is Rishos. If he holds Tefillahs Arvis is Chayva, it exacerbates the Chiddush. But Rashi explains that what the Gemara means to say is that the Lashon of Rav, Tfilas Ne'ilah Poiteres Eshal Arvis. Poiteres sounds like you have an obligation to daven Ma'ariv. If you daven Ne'ilah, Ne'ilah is Poiteres Eshal Arvis. If, however, Tfilas Arvis is Rishos, that means there is no obligation to daven Ma'ariv. If there's no obligation to daven Ma'ariv, then it's not grammatically correct to say that Ne'ilah is Poiteres. Peiteres makes sense for something you're obligated to do. So I have to daven Ma'ariv. Ni'ilah is Peiteres. But if I don't have a responsibility to daven Ma'ariv, then why would it say Peiteres? So afraid the Gemara, how could Rav then say Tfilas Ni'ilah Peiteres Ashal Arvis? Rav Shita is that Tfilas Arvis is only a Rishos. So the Gemara says, true, L'divrei Omer Chayva Ka'amar. What Rav was saying was that if you happen to be of the opinion that Tfilas Arvis Chayva, which by the way, Rav said, happens to not be my opinion. But L'divrei Ha'omer Chayv, if somebody holds that Tfilas Arvis is a Chayv, so then Tfilas Ne'ilo Poiteres Eshel Arvis. Right to Gemara Kasha. Mesavei from a Bryce. Or Yom Kippur Mispal Sheva. Leil Yom Kippur, meaning Leil Yom Leil Kol Nidre. So Yudavin Shmoyne Esri. And the Shmoyne Esri is made up of 7 brachas. So ordinarily, Shmoyne Esri is made up of 19 brachas. Even though it's called Shmoyne Esrei, which means 18, but the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas that there was a time in history, because of the Noitzrim, camouflaged as the Minim, the Tanoim got together and decided they're going to make a 19th bracha. So Shmoyne Esrei ordinarily is made up of 19 brachas. However, on Shabbos and on Yontif and on Yom Kippur, it's made up only of 7 brachas. So Or Yom Kippurim, Leil Kol Nidre, when you daven Ma'ariv of the night of Yom Kippur, you daven Shmoyne Esrei, that's made up of 7 brachas, Umesvada. And then, of course, you have the special insert in the Yom Kippur davening, which is Alchek, you say Vidoy. Shachris, when you daven Shachris Yom Kippur, again, Sheva, Shmoyne Esrei is made up of 7 brachas, Umesvada. He's klap al chet. Musif, shevo misvada. Ni'ilo, mispalo shevo misvada. Arvis, maitzoy yom kippur, mispalo sheva me'ein shmoyne esrei. So then, you say, shmoyne esrei, that's 7, but it's me'ein shmoyne esrei. Meaning, at this point, it's already ma'ariv. If you're davening maitzoy yom kippur. So why would you daven shmoyne esrei that's made up of 7 brachas? It should already be made up of 18 brachas. Or, after v'lam al shinim, it should be made up of 19 brachas. So why would it be 7? So the truth is, it's not the same 7 as we mentioned earlier, but rather this 7 is Me'ein Shmoyne Esrei. It's an abridged version of the Shmoyne Esrei, and the tefillah that Chazal were referring to is what's known in Masechtas Brachos as Tefillas Havineinu. Regardless, Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel Moshe Mavoiso said, Mispalo Shmoyne Esrei Shleimus. No, Mitzvah Yom Kippur is supposed to have an 18 full brachas, which is what we do. And the reason is, Menesha Tzarech Leimer Avdolah B'Choyne Nadatz, because it's Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you have to say Atachoyne Antonum. So just like you say Atachoyne Antonum Mitzvah Shabbos, you also say Atachoyne Antonum on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. And you can't insert Atachoyne Antonum into Tfilas Havineinu. So it's because of that, Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel said, I have a Messiah from my Zaydis that really is supposed to dive in a full-fledged Shmoyne Esrei. But what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, the Braisa went through all the Shmoyne Esreis that you daven over the course of Yom Kippur. So you daven by Leil Kol Nidre, then you daven Shachris, then you daven Musif. Skip Mincha, by the way, but of course you have to insert Mincha. You daven Ne'ilah, and then you daven Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So you see clearly that even though you daven Ne'ilah, still you daven Mitzvah Yom Kippur. It's a Kasha on Rav. Rav said that Tfilas Ne'ilah you're supposed to daven at night. I mean that you daven at night, there's no reason to daven 2 Tfilas at night. So once you daven Ne'ilah, there's no reason anymore to say Vahu Rachum and to daven Ma'ariv. You davened already a Tfilah Balayla. And we said there's so many Chedushim wrapped up in Rav's Halacha. But let's say we're willing to accept all the Chedushim, but we're not willing to accept that Rav said something not like a Braisa. So the Gemara says at the end of the day, there's a Furish a Braisa that's not like Rav. And to answer this question, the Gemara says Tanoi, he really is Machlik Tanam. The Tanya belonged to the Braisa. Kol Chayvei Tfilois, Toivon Kedarkon, B'yom HaKippurim. If somebody needs to go to the mikvah, somebody was Tomei, Kol Chayvei Tfilois. It doesn't matter why. If someone has an obligation to go into a mikvah and it happens to be Yom Kippur, so the halacha is he could be Toivon on Yom Kippur. Now, at first glance, you would say, why? Tefillah, Rechitza, is one of the Chamesh Inuyim. So if it's one of the Chamesh Inuyim, really it shouldn't be okay. But the truth is that we saw earlier in the parak that the Inuyim, according to most Rishonim, are only an Issa D'Rabbanan. But for sure, the only time Rechitza is Aser, if it's Rechitza Shel Tainug. If you're doing it to have pleasure, but if you're going to visit your Rebbe, if you're bathing for some other reason, not because you want to have the physical pleasure that you have when you sit in a bath, so then the halach is that it's going to be mutter. This person is a chayiv tefillah. He's being toivel not for Tainug, he simply wants to be tahar. So says the Braisa, kol chayiv tefillah is toivling kedarkam b'yom ha-kippurim. It's no problem. They're allowed to be toivel on Yom Kippur. Nida v'yoy ledes, toivel is kedarkin b'leil yom ha-kippurim. So for example, a nida and a yoy ledes. Chedes, they go to the mikveh at night. So if they have to go to the mikveh, Bilel, Yom Kippur, they can go to the mikveh. Balkeri, what about if someone was Roya Keri? Toivel v'hoylech adam mincha. He's allowed to be toivel, but only up until mincha. Once mincha comes, so the Balkeri is not allowed to be toivel. Rabbi Yossi argues, and he said, Kolayim kulay. No, Balkeri isn't allowed to be toivel the whole day. So a little bit of background. A Balkeri is any person that was Roya Keri. A person that's Roya Keri is Tameh. Now, there was a Takonas Ezra, not a Dindai Raisa, but there was a Takonas Ezra, that somebody that's Roya Keri, now he's Tameh, but until he becomes Tahar, he's not allowed to learn Torah, and he's not allowed to daven. Now, a person that was Roya Keri on Yom Kippur, that means he would have to close his machzer, and he wouldn't be able to daven anymore. So it's for that reason, in the world where people were makbin on Tfilas Ezra, so says the Braisa, that someone that was Roya Keri on Yom Kippur, it doesn't matter what time it is, he should go to the mikveh, because once he goes to the mikveh, even though he's technically not really Torah until the night, but it doesn't matter. At that point, he's allowed to learn Torah. At that point, he's allowed to daven. So that's what he's supposed to do, so that he will be able to continue davening. Stating that, a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim say he's toivel v'hoylech, but only up until mincha. Once you daven mincha ready, a balkeri shouldn't go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi said, no, kolayim kulay. He can go the entire day. So the Gemara is very, very bekitzer. In fact, the Gemara doesn't speak of what the question is or what the point that it's trying to make is. But the Gemara is tiny. What's the hezber and the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? Why did the Chachamim hold that a balkeri can only go up to the mikveh if he didn't have mincha yet? Once he didn't have mincha, he can't go anymore. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says he could go kolayim kulay. Says the Gemara, you know what the pshat is? It's because the Chachamim hold that once a person davens mincha, there's no reason to go to the mikveh anymore. What's the next tefillah after mincha? Ni'ilo, you're going to daven Ni'ilo at night. So just wait until the night. It's not Yom Kippur anymore, technically. So that would be more appropriate to go to the mikveh then. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, who said, kol hayoyim kuloy, must be, it's because Rabbi Yossi holds you daven Ni'ilo during the day. So even if you daven mincha already, it doesn't matter. You should still go to the mikveh. In other words, it's a machlekes tanon. Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, when you're supposed to daven Ni'ilo. Do you daven Ni'ilo during the day, or do you daven Ni'ilo at night? Says the Gemara, it's true. Rav's statement that someone that davens Ni'ilo doesn't have to daven Meir of Maitzoy Yom Kippur is 100%, it's blatantly contradicted by a Braisa, which is not a good thing. Although, b'dieved, Rav's allowed to argue with a Braisa, we know that, but it's not like a tchila for Rav to argue with a Braisa. Stating that, the Gemara says it's not a kasha, because Rav knew that what he was saying is controversial. He was getting involved in a machlokes tanon, and he was picking sides, which as an Amora, he certainly has the credentials to do. So says the Gemara, Enachanami, Rav, was who said that ni'ilopat is ma'iriv, it's because he holds that you daven ni'ilo at night. He holds like the sheet of the Chachamim, that you can only be toivel v'hoylech up until mincha. But once his man mincha passes, at that point, he's not allowed to go to the mikveh anymore. Ah, you still have to daven ilo. No, you're not going to daven ilo until tonight. Oh, so that's why Rav said that you daven at night, so it's going to pata Matzoy Yom Kippur. I, the Braisa that says mefurish, that even after you daven ilo, he's supposed to daven Meir Matzoy Yom Kippur. That's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's sheet is that you daven ilo during the day. If you daven ilo during the day, ilo has no shaykhis to Meir of Matzoy Yom Kippur, just like mincha has no to Meitzoy Yom Kippur. The connection between Ni'ilo and Meiriv is not intrinsic. It's related to the fact that both tefillas are done at night. So based on that, says the Gemara, Rav Enochinami is connected to Braisa, but Rav was going according to the Chachamim in this other Braisa. That Braisa that Rav is inconsistent with is going according to Rabbi Yossi. But the Gemara asks Akasha, and that is Freit the Gemara Viraminu from another Braisa. Hazava Hazava Hametzayr Vametzayras Ubayl Nida V'Tomei Beis. So these are examples of people that are Tomei. Toivlim Kedarkam V'Yom Kippurim. So if they need to go to the mikvah, they're allowed to go to the mikvah even on Yom Kippur. Nida V'Yoledes or Nida Niyoledes, two people that are Tomei. Toivlis Kedarkam, they go to the mikvah. Bilele Yom Kippurim. The reason we're singling out just Pashup Shad in these Braises Nida and Yoledes is because they go to the mikvah fat night. So Nida and Yoledes can go to the mikveh at night. The other two will go to the mikveh during the day. They'll go during the day. Balkeri. What about a Balkeri? Balkeri can go to the mikveh the entire day. No, once mincha passes, he can't go to the mikveh anymore. This is a real viramino. This is kasha to Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. It's kasha to Rabbana ad Rabbana. Meaning this braisa is almost word for word the previous braisa. The problem is the two opinions in the two braises blatantly contradict each other. In the first braisa, the Chachamim say that a Balkeri can go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur only up until Mincha, but once he davens Mincha, there's no point. Rabbi Yossi says he can go the whole day. And in the second price, it's Rabbi Yossi that says he can go to the mikvah up until Mincha, and it's the Chachamim that say you can go the whole way. Now, the truth is, the Gemara is going to answer the Kasha now, but the Gemara is going to only answer the Kasha according to Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is not going to answer the Kasha according to the Chachamim. And the Rishonim say, the reason is, if you have a Kasha to Rabbi Yossi at the Rabbi Yossi, so you have a problem, because Rabbi Yossi was Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim is more of a general term, right? This is Talmud Bavli 101. Who were the Chachamim? I don't know. In different brises, they could be different people. So a stira in Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbi Yossi, that's something that keeps you up at night. A stira in the Chachamim are the Chachamim. Maybe it's different Chachamim. Maybe one Chachamim is Reb Shimon and the other one's Reb Yehuda. Maybe one's Reb Meir and the other one's Reb Tarfon. You don't really know who they are. So because you don't really know who the Chachamim are, it's not as much a problem. But the bottom line is the Gemara is going to focus on the stira between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbi Yossi. That here Rabbi Yossi said in the first brisa that a Baal Keri can go to the mikvah the whole day, even if he daven mincha, which we understood to mean because he still has to daven ne'ilah, because man tefilas ne'ilah is that day. It's not on by Tzon Yom Kippur. Here you have a brisa, just the opposite. Rabbi Yossi said, mina mincha ulamayla, that once this man mincha passes, at that point he's not allowed to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, you have to say it's not a Kasha. Hada tzali tefilas ne'ilo, hada loy tzali. The second brisa, where Rabbi Yossi said, min ha-minchu l'mayla, ein yachal litfa, so we daven ne'ilo already. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi holds as man tefilas ne'ilo is during the day. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says that theoretically, even if it's this man, so the halacha is, you're still allowed to, if even though you daven mincha, you could still go to the mikvah to daven ne'ilo. But, well, let's say you daven ne'ilo already. Oh, you daven ne'ilo already. So at that point, so meaning when Rabbi Yossi said, min ha-minchu l'mayla, ein yachal litfa, he meant where you already daven ne'ilo. Freight to Gemara, Iditzoli, if it's talking about where he daven Ne'ilah already, might come out of the Rabbanon. What's pshat in the Rabbanon in the second Braisa that say that you can go to the mikvah the entire day? Meaning, if we're making an akimta according to Rabbi Yossi, he's talking about where he daven Ne'ilah, that's why he can't go anymore to the mikvah. So how could the Rabbanon possibly argue with that? So the Gemara says, Kasavri Rabbanon, it's because the Rabbanon hold tefillah bizmana mitzvah. There's actually a mitzvah for a person to be toivel in the proper time. Meaning, enochinami, there's no reason, according to the Rabbanan, for this Baal Keri to be able to go to the mikvah from a practical Tfilas Ezra perspective. He doesn't have to daven anymore. So at this point, why should we allow him to go to the mikvah? It's because there's a more general idea in the world of tefillah, which is tefillah bizmana mitzvah, and because tefillah is bizmana mitzvah, so therefore this is the zman to be toivel. Now's the time that he should go. So this question of tefillah bizmana mitzvah that the Gemara is going to talk about now very briefly is actually an interesting shaila. It's discussed in greater detail in Masechtas Nida, and basically the gist of the question is, if someone needs is tameh, so the way to become tahar, not all tumah was created equally, but every single person that's tummy at some point is going to have to go to the mikvah. So a person that's tummy, that goes to the mikvah in order for him to become tahar, is it beneficial? Is there any reason for him to go to the mikvah at the earliest possible time? Or what's the difference? Whenever he wants to be tahar, that's the time he's going to go to the mikvah. That's the question of tefillah bizmana mitzvah, or is tefillah bizmana not a mitzvah? This was a big shaila. So the Gemara says the reason the Rabbanon hold that this Baal Keri is allowed to go to the mikvah, even though really he davened all the tefillahs he needs to daven, it's because tefillah bizmana mitzvah. This is the zman to do it. So this is the man that he should go. So what comes out from this? So essentially, the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is whether tefillah bizmana is mitzvah or tefillah bizmana is not mitzvah. Which then means that Rabbi Yossi's shita is that tefillah bizmana is not a mitzvah. The problem is, the Tana in Shas that holds tefillah bizmana mitzvah is Rabbi Yossi. Veit gemara, michlal Rabbi Yossi, sovel la mitzvah. So it comes that Rabbi Yossi's shita is that tefillah bizmana is not a mitzvah. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. And if it sounds familiar, it's because we had it earlier in Masechtas Yuma, daf ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Aresha Hoy Hashem Kosav Al Basar. If somebody had the name of Hashem written on his basar, on his body, Harezel Yerchatz, he's not allowed to go to the mikvah, V'lo Yasuch, and he shouldn't smear any oil on him, V'lo Yamid B'makam HaTinoifes. He shouldn't even stand in a Makam HaTinoifes. And the reason is, because if he's going to bathe, if he's going to put oil on him, he's going to be Meichik, he's going to erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's not something you're allowed to do. Even though the name is written on his basar, it's not written on a piece of paper, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're not allowed to erase the name of Hashem. Not just that, he can't even stand in a Makam HaTinoifes. He can't even stand in a place where there's Tzaya, or like in a Beis HaMerech, it's in a place where people bathe and they're not dressed properly. The reason is because it's considered disrespectful for the name of Hashem. This Damalei Tfilas Mitzvah. mitzvah. What if this person now has to do a tefillas mitzvah? So he's not going swimming, but he has to do a tefillas mitzvah, and he has the name of Hashem on his guf, on his body. Koirich oil of gami. What he should do is he should wrap a little grass on the name of Hashem, cover it, v'yoyred v'toivel, and then he should go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi said, yoyred v'toivel kedarka. Don't start looking for grass. You have to go to the mikvah, you have tefillas mitzvah, this is something that you should do. Ubavach lo yishavshim, you shouldn't scrub it. But if you want to go in, you should go in. The Gemara says, now what's the machloikis? Whether you could go, you can't go, you should look for grass, don't look for grass, v'kaim alon. And we know, the betfilah b'zman mitzvah pligi, the machloikis was tefillah b'zman mitzvah, Rav Yehesi shita is tefillah b'zman mitzvah, and the chachamim shita was tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah. Because Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah, he doesn't want you to start looking for grass. Because if you start looking for grass, you may not find it, and as a result, you may not end up being toivel in the proper time. But what's the point? The point is Rabbi Yossi shita is tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So going back to the original braisa, you want to tell me that the braisa is discussing a person that davened all the tefillahs already, and now he's a valkyrie. So the question is, should he go to the mikvah or not? Rabbi Yossi says, don't go to the mikvah. Chachamim say, go to the mikvah. And what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yossi holds, there's no reason to go to the mikvah. Chachamim holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah, which means Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah. Promise Rabbi Yossi sheet is tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So the Gemara says, you have no choice. You have to say, ahi Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehudahi. That braisa that we just said is of the opinion that tefillah b'zman is lav mitzvah is Rabbi Yossi. But it's not Stam Rabbi Yossi and Shas, but rather it's Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So who's Stam Rabbi Yossi and Shas? So this is, again, Talmud Bavli 101. But Rashi says, Stam Rabbi Yossi and Shas is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. So whenever you find Rabbi Yossi and Shas, and Rabbi Yossi who had five sons, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, etc., it's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. But there was another very, very, very well-known Tana, often quoted, and that's Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So you have a stira between a Rabbi Yossi and a Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman is mitzvah. It's not a stira. One is Stam Rabbi Yossi, as in Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. The other one is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta holds tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah, whereas Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah. The Tanya, in fact, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said, "Daya l'tefillah shetei b'achroina." So he was talking about a very complicated case in Masechtas Nida, Ayin Sham, where you have a person and he doesn't know when he became Tomei and a whole bunch of different permutations. So he says, just wait until the end. When you know for sure you can go to the mikvah, Dayele Tvila Shatei Bachroin. Now, who argued with him? Rabbi Yossi, as in Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, because he said, no, tefillah was not a mitzvah. So you have to know really when you're supposed to go to the mikvah. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's shita happens to be in Shas, that tefillah was man is love mitzvah. So very good. If Rabbi Yossi's shita is that tefillah was man is love mitzvah, so it's going to end up being Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. Just one cheshbin. And that is, so what the Gemara basically said was, is the braisa that says, Rabbi Yossi oimer, min amincha ulamayla in yochel litbal, is really not Stam Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chalafta. So the Rishonim speak out, if that's the case, we can go back to the original stira that we had, Rabbi Yossi had Rabbi Yossi, and we can answer it very simply. We started off, Rabbi Yossi shita is that he's a balkeri, he's allowed to go to the mikvah for the whole day. And then we had another Rabbi Yossi that said, that no, minamin cholamayla ein yachal litfol. And we thought it was a stira, whether you daven ni'ila during the day, you're supposed to daven ni'ila at night. And we had a whole discussion about it, but based on the way the Gemara is coming out at the end, and that is that the second braisa of Rabbi Yossi is really Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So we could say, La'olam, the first braisa is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. The second braisa is Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda. And it's very good. Like this, we're not going to have any stira. Either way, the last Gemara, Mesechtes Yuma, Tanu Rabbanan, Haraya Keri B'Yom Kippurim. If somebody sees Keri on Yom Kippur, Yoyred V'Toyfel, he should go to the mikvah. Ula Erev Yishavshev. And then B'Tsoy Yom Kippur, that's what it sounds like, he should make sure that he has no chatzitza on his body, so that the tefillah that he did a day earlier was a good tefillah. Frankly, Gemara, La'erev, the next night you should check your body, Maida Hava Hava. At that point, it's already too late. At that point, whatever happened, happened. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela'ema miba erev yishavshev. And this is incredible. What a person should do is, a person before Yom Kippur should make sure he has no chatzitza on his body, because maybe he's going to be roya kari. And if he's going to be Raya Keri, so he's going to end up in a situation where he has to be Toivel. And if he has a Chatzitza, that tefillah is not going to be a good Chatzitza. So part of the Hachonis that a Yid does for the Yom HaKadosh is he should make sure that his body is clean. So like this, he's not going to come Lidei Tumas Keri. And even though today's daf is hashtag no raid, but we have to just stop for 1 second. What's Pasha Pshat? And the truth is, it's incredible because the end of the Masechta is really may end the beginning of the Masechta. Masechta's Yuma began 87 days ago with the halacha of Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippurim, we start preparing for Yom Kippur. And one of the things that we prepared for was second line of the Masechta. Maskinu loy koyin achet achta. We set up a backup koyin, Shema Yerubay Bzol, because maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to become Pasul, which Rashi says, Pashina means Tomas Keri, as is Mavur in the Sugis, Lavdavka, but that's what Chazal were overly concerned about. It was Tomas Keri, so Shema Yerubay Bzol, and because Shema Yerubay Bzol, we have to make sure there's a backup. The Kohen Gadol is Rei Keri, he won't be able to do the Avodah. So we have no choice, but we have to make sure that there's going to be a backup Kohen Gadol. And we spoke out in a raid bite where we said, how do you understand that all of a sudden there's this unbelievable concern that maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to be Raya Keri? So we spoke out from the Maral, that the Maral said that because the Kohen Gadol is so worried that he shouldn't be Raya Keri, so the law of attraction, those thoughts of Keri may bring Lidei Keri. But in Yonenu, we also said over from the Tosfos Yontif, that the Tosfos Yontif said, yeah, there's actually a real concern, a disproportionate concern, that the Kohen Gadol is going to be Raya Keri on Yom Kippur. And the reason is because the way Hashem created the world is Zeh L'umazeh. So there's Koyach HaKdusha in the world, and there's Koyach HaTumah in the world. And if a person goes to a place where there's more Koyach HaKdusha, inevitably there's more Tumah. And if you see more Tumah in the world, inevitably there's also going to be more Kedusha, because that's the equilibrium with which the world was created. There's always going to be a reconciliation in the world between Kedusha and Tumah. So if a person sees a lot of Kedusha, unfortunately means there's also a lot of Tumah lurking. If a person sees a lot of Tumah, he should know that there's a way out, because L'umazeh, there's also that much Kedusha in the world. Point is on the Yom HaKadosh, the holiest person who's going into the holiest place, he's on such a high level of Kedusha. There's a Zelu Umazet, there's such a Koyach HaTumah. There's an idea that the greater a person is, the greater his Yetzirah is. And the Kohen Gadol has a Yetzahara that's not a Chutasaira, but he has a Yetzahara that's literally like a Barg, like the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, because it's a Zelu Maseh, because he's the Tzaddik, so the Yetzahara is so big, and that's why he needs to be worried about Keri. And that's the Pshat in this Gemara, that it's true, it's the Yom HaKadosh, it's the holiest day of the year. So that's the Achanas for the Yom HaKadosh. So what does the person have to do as Achanah for the Yom HaKadosh? Yishavshev, he should make sure that he's ready in case he's Raya Keri. Why would he be thinking about that? Why should he be concerned that something like this is going to happen? It's the Yom HaKadosh. Oh, that's right. It's because it's the Yom HaKadosh. And because it's the Yom HaKadosh, there's the Zelu Umazen in the world. And to protect and to prevent from that, this is something that he has to do as part of the Hachanas on Yom Kippur. So on that note, Tani Tana Kamei Rav Nachman. There was a Tana that presented the following to Rav Nachman. He told him, quote, Haraya Keri B'Yom Kippurim. Someone's Raya Keri on Yom Kippur. Avoy Noisav Mechulun Lai. He should know that his averes are all machal. Since a simen yafa for a person to be roya carry on Yom Kippur, feiti gemara, avay noisav mechulin loy. For Tanya, we learned in a brayso, avay noisav sedurin, just the opposite, not mechulin, but sedurim. They're laid out. It sounds like someone's preparing a case against this person. Avay noisav sedurim. But it says no, my sedurim sedurim limachal, meaning they're all laid out. But the reason they're being laid out is they're about to be pushed away. So present all the averes, and now once we have them, boom, we get rid of them. It's like this, we get rid of them, we don't have to deal with them anymore. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. There was a price that was told in the yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Haroya Keri B'Yom Kippurim. If someone's Roya Keri B'Yom Kippur, Yidda Kol Hashana Kula. He should be worried about it the whole year. Because he was Roya Keri on the holiest day of the year, Vim also Leishana. But if he makes it through the year, meaning he lives to tell the story, Muftach Loi Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Guaranteed that he's a Ben Olam Haba. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Teida. Proof, Shakala Olam Kulei Roiv, because it's in Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, there's an Isser of Tashmish Amita. It's one of the five Inuim. So the whole world is Roiv, for who Saveya? Yet he's satisfied. So the fact that from Shemayim they allowed him to be satisfied at a time where everyone else is Roiv, that's a sign that he must be a Ben Olam Haba. Also Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he said over, essentially, what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said and what they said in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. But he added, and he said, I'll tell you what I heard in Eretz Yisrael. They say, Mapish Chaye, that a person that's Roya Keri on Yom Kippur, Mapish Chaye, he's going to have Arichas Yomim. And not just that, Sagi Umaski. Rashi says, Bebonim Uvnei Bonim, Shekach Asimin Yireh Zera Yarech Yomim. The fact that he was Raya Keri, which is Shikva Zera, it's a sign of Yireh Zera Yarech Yomim. Fascinating. Last Rashi here in Masechtas Yuma. This is Mamish Kosha Leipre Daschem. Could be this Indian of being Raya Keri B'Yom Kippur is related to Tshuva Me'ahava and Zdoinis Nasus Chuyos. But this is already Dvarim Kedoshim, Ayin Besvarim HaKedoshim. And on that note, Hadran Allah, Yoyim HaKippurim, Uslik Allah, Mesaches Yuma.